The Digital Coach is brought to you by Distinction Communication, where we help story and storyteller drive ideas and information.
Today's topic, the power of business storytelling. In 1995, General Motors determined that they needed to add a service division to their automotive manufacturing operations. This new service offering would provide two-way communication capability so that stranded motorists anywhere would be able to rally needed roadside assistance in the middle of the night. A company was born, and they decided to call it OnStar. Now, during those early months of planning, the marketing minds behind OnStar were developing their consumer-focused messages that included beautiful four-color data sheets. All the key selling points were there. Pictures of motorists simply pushing the OnStar button were augmented by point after point of how this new technology was a must-have for consumers, and the marketing materials were distributed to hundreds of GM dealers around the country, just in time for product launch in 1998. Well, much to their surprise, OnStar was not an instant success. As a matter of fact, after millions of dollars of infrastructure development and product introduction costs, the OnStar sales team was only signing new subscribers up at the rate of 25 a day, only 7,500 in the first year of operation. General Motors lost a huge amount of money. Somehow, they had failed to effectively connect their marketing efforts with real customer needs. But here's how their radio advertising changed all that.
The following conversation is real. It took place on March 28, 2002, between an OnStar advisor and a subscriber who was involved in an accident.
OnStar emergency, this is Timothy. Is there an emergency in your vehicle?
Yes, there has been. I'm down into the woods. My car's totaled. I'm bleeding. I don't know how bad.
Okay, right now I have you on Interstate 84.
Today, OnStar has over 3.5 million subscribers, many of which are paying around $17 or more every month. And because of their success, OnStar is now available on nearly all their car models, supported by what many salespeople would recognize as the puppy dog clothes. Take it home, play with it for a while, and see what you think. So why was this marketing campaign so successful? Well, the answer to that question has much to do with how the human brain uniquely responds to personal stories. The answer also should cause business presenters everywhere to evaluate their use of facts, data, graphs, and other intellectual material to persuade and influence. The intellect is a difficult place to create meaningful long-term change in how other human beings think, and here's why. When you create presentations that are chock full of bullet points, sub-bullets, sub-sub-bullets, comprehensive charts, busy table slides, and other mind-numbing visual elements, a problem exists. Information presented that way is nearly always processed on the left side of the brain, where order and logic are king. Unfortunately, left brain processes rarely promote anything more than short-term memory of facts. Your important bullet and chart information will probably not be remembered past the time it takes for you to pack up and get to the parking lot. The second point, the left side of the brain is also most likely to evoke defense-intensive responses. You make an intellectual argument, and your audience's intellect responds. People are rarely moved to action or change their belief systems because of the use of bullets, sub-bullets, charts, or graphs. By using these all-too-common approaches, you virtually guarantee you will be forgettable, yet it's how 90% of business professionals attempt to make their case. Now let's get back to the OnStar example. Why are their stories so persuasive? It's because personal story engages the right side of the brain. Information and ideas that are intentionally introduced to be processed on the right side are encountered with much less defensiveness. Stories are neither right nor wrong, right? The right side of the brain is also able to more easily move information into long-term memory. That's right. We will forget the bullet points from someone's presentation, but we'll remember the story the salesperson told of their first paper route and what it taught them about customer service. There's much more research available on this topic, but suffice to say, being persuasive and influential may have much less to do with a person's PowerPoint than anyone has ever acknowledged. Here are some important points to remember about persuasion and influence. Point 1. Trying to move people through the decision-making process, armed only with facts and data, is ineffective at best, besides being incredibly boring. Point 2. Presenters who want to be persuasive and influential need to be as skilled in the art of storytelling, the use of props, audience interactions, sound and video integration, and other visually rich media elements as they are with creating bullet slides. Remember, it's not about what's easiest to give to your audience. It has everything to do with what your audience is actually getting at a deeper level. There is a world of difference between those two perspectives. That's it for today. It's time for all of us to jettison some long-held myths about presenting. Your ability to sell ideas, products, or services may have much more to do with the skills needed to simply tell a compelling story. More on business storytelling coming up in another edition of The Digital Coach.
For more information on Distinction Communication, visit us at distinction-services.com.